Welcome back to another episode of Life With Your Dog. Today is a little bit of a ranty episode. I'm not going to rant, but I'm going to state some obvious things, what seemingly are obvious, and then we're going to get you to think about what it is that I'm discussing so that you can give a bit of perspective of what's happening at your house. Because as much as I think this is an obvious thing, and again, excuse me if it is an obvious thing, but you know, you get what you reward, you reap what you sow. The more that you allow a behavior to occur, you allow your dog to rehearse the behavior. Of course, the behavior, which is enjoyable and desirable in the moment, usually gets reinforced, whether it's reinforced by the action itself or it's been reinforced by a specific person or another dog or another animal. These things can occur, and I'll give a couple of different examples in a moment, but you've got to be mindful is that the more that your dog displays a behavior and you give some form of reinforcement to it, then you've made that behavior stronger. So maybe I think it was this moment which what triggered me to write this down within the session just so I can elaborate on the podcast. But my client puts his dog outside in the morning so the dog can toilet, etc. Dog does its thing in the morning, comes to the front door, back to the back door, probably about 10 minutes later, barks a couple of times, and then continues to bark until he opens the door. And then this happens a couple of times through the day, but then when he chucks the dog outside, when his friend comes over or when he needs a dog to be outside, the dog barks, and then he's actually concerned about the dog barking. He's like, I can't believe he's barking. And then when I've broken it down and said, but didn't you say that you let him in when he barks? He's like, yeah, so he can let me know to come inside. And then you get upset when he's barking, when you chuck him outside again. So you can see here that that actually makes no sense. Give me one second. I need to pause this video because I have my dog harassing my microphone. As if I can blame my dog for making noise on an audio podcast. But anyway, so think about this. Another example for you guys. You open the back door, your dog rushes inside, doesn't wait, you don't get him to sit, you don't do anything, you open the door, the dog runs inside. And then as soon as you open the front door, when you're greeting visitors, your dog runs out the front door and runs outside. And then in the moment, he sees another dog, he runs and chases the dog, and then you can't get him back. Most people think it's a recall issue, you just call the dog back. I just want to teach recall. Yes, that's true, 100%. However, almost always when it comes to a dog running away from the house or a dog running inside and jumping on people, it's usually always a threshold situation, not teaching your dog how to deal with walking through that transitional space. So the idea here is you tell the dog to sit. When you want them to go through the door, you say, okay, you let them through the door. At my house, I say inside, outside. That means come through the doorways. I open the door. They don't run in until I tell them to. And the main function for that is for safety, because just the other day, one of my dogs ran past Spades and he's got bad back legs and kind of injured him a little bit. And I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but it wasn't me who opened the door, and the dog runs outside all the time like that. And in this moment, it was a problem because an incident occurred from it. And now we're getting upset at the dog for doing that behavior. However, we always let him do that in that particular situation. So it can be really hard if you're actually truly wanting to modify the behavior. You need to be mindful that you're not actually rewarding it, and then only sometimes trying to correct it away, and then only getting to a point where you're frustrated and you're upset and you're physically hurt, where now you want to create some sort of consequence, which is not right. What you want to do is, if your dog jumps on people and you let your dog jump on some people but not other people, and then you get really upset when that person gets upset for being jumped on, you get what you reward. You reap what you sow. If you let your dog jump up on the couch when you're eating dinner sometimes, but then when your friend's over, he jumps on the couch and knocks the food over, and now we're getting upset with him. How is it not going to know? Again, doesn't this seem obvious? If you let him do it, and then now all of a sudden he does it, now we're upset. So another thing that you want to think about is you got to be proactive. You have to be thinking a couple of steps ahead. You can't just be in the moment, and then when something occurs, you now want to magically stop the situation. So again, I'm trying not to go into a bit of a rant here, but I'm hoping that you know, the listener that's listening here today is somebody who understands that they need to create a process within your dog's life, and there's a system, but you can't pick and choose when you want the dog to do it and then not do it. So I think this is where people may be getting confused, and the motivation for the podcast. And excuse me if it's a little bit clunky, but you need to think about if you want your dog to recall back to you, if you want your dog to be obedient within a certain situation, what are you letting the dog do in the times that you're not calling them to come, which is the reason for you having to call them to come? So you let your dog chase the birds in the park, and then when the bird gets way too close to the road, you call your dog to come, your dog doesn't come back, and then now we're saying it's a recall issue again, you reap what you sow. You allow your dog to chase the birds before having a solid recall around the birds, then of course, even if you had a solid recall minus the birds, you may not, especially in the early stages of training, you're not going to get that success there. And not only are you not going to have success, it's not just a failure, but it's a reward for your dog. Your dog feels good doing that behavior out there. So you can't say, oh, but I wasn't training him, but he just has to listen. And like training and listening and complying are all separate different activities. Learning is happening every single moment you're with your dog. And this is the conclusion to the episode today, is that when you're training your dog and your dog's learning and you just want to live with your dog, they all kind of come hand in hand. You need to be a few steps ahead with your dog. And if you can't because of whatever circumstances is occurring, then you need to have a place where you can put your dog, tether your dog, put him in a crate, manage him in the backyard, make sure that you set your dog up for success and you're a couple of steps ahead of the game. What is it that you're actually trying to achieve? Does your dog understand what you want? And have you been rewarding this behavior unconsciously? Now you can be a little bit more conscious about the fact that when you're in the back seat of the car, when your dog's in the back seat of the car and he's barking so you can let him out to run in the park, and then all of a sudden we have an issue with, now my dog barks consistently in the car while I'm driving around, you may want to think about, well, didn't you reward the behavior and he was barking and you opened the door and let him rush out and you did that 5 times in a row and now the dog's barking straight away from the park, and then now it's every turn you take or every time you hit the indicator or every time you hit the brakes, your dog starts to bark. These are all conditioned cues for your dog to understand. Now this leads to the next thing, which leads to the next thing, which leads to me going out of the car. I'm going to start barking because I'm excited. So now, dealing with a dog barking in the car can be a difficult situation, but to prevent it, think about and remind yourself that it's you reap what you sow and you get what you reward. So don't be surprised when your dog starts acting out of nowhere. Has it been something that's been manifesting for a while? And don't have the mindset that you're trying to, we'll do training when the problem arises. Be more mindful of, in every situation, even when the dog's been with you for 2 years and he scratches on the back door and then you're like, oh, I'll let him in. And then the scratching becomes a bang on the door and then becomes barking. It could even manifest from when you've been gone for a couple of weeks and your friend's been looking after the dog and then they got into a new routine and then you come home and then reinforce it a couple of times by accident. And then now your dog's doing this odd behavior that you never knew would happen. Like, well, we want to be mindful of these situations so that you can always stay on track. So if you are having issues with your dog's behavior one way or another, be mindful of if you've been rewarding it by accident or not. So hope today's episode has been well received. Much love to you all. Thanks for listening. Until next time, train your dog.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Life with Your Dog. Please share with your friends if you're enjoying our podcast, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts to help others find the show. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook, Life with Your Dog Podcast. My name's Panos, and to keep up with my dog training adventures, tips and techniques, you can find me on Instagram at np_dog_training, my website, npdogtraining.com, or my YouTube channel, Nutris Pooches.
Thanks for listening, guys. My name's Luke. If you'd like to find out more about my dog training services, you can find me at www.kizuna, that's K-I-Z-U-N-A, canine, C-A-N-I-N-E, kizunacanine.com.au. I'm also on Instagram at kizunacaninetraining. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.